Thank you so much, Steve, for your answer.
Steve Dale. Weekly Pet Smarty Pants on Bill Mahler's show on WGN Radio.
You know, every cat is different. Every dog is different. It sounds like your kitty is just having a good time.
Steve, every time you're on, I feel so blessed to hear you, and you always have wonderful things to say.
All right, say something wonderful.
I will say I'm confused. So,
well, let me just ask you this.
Yes.
You don't have grass you need to mow because you're in a condo.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have any sense of how fast the grass is growing? I mean, the grass is crazed right now. I have mowed the lawn 3 times in the past week, and I'm going to have to do it again.
That's why you look so sweaty.
I don't look sweaty.
Well,
maybe my tie around my neck is too tight.
Yeah, you look very nice.
But it's like the Incredible Hulk. This stuff just keeps roaring out of the ground. It's anyway, it's a big issue on my mind. I know a lot of people.
Apparently it is.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about grass clippings.
I don't want to.
So there's a ban. Let's talk about the main issue of the moment. Steve Dale, he's the pet guy. He does his show on WGN every Sunday morning at 6:30.
Yes.
Worth listening to.
Thank you.
Interesting guests. Take some calls.
Yeah.
But he's exorcised, which means he's really irate right now over an issue.
Well, I'm not irate. I'm confused is a better word. So the city of Chicago did a very good thing. Following many cities, Chicago was not the first city to do this. A wave of this is happening all across America. And this is not allowing dogs, cats, or rabbits to be sold at pet stores because those animals are almost always from puppy mills or large commercial facilities. Well, a couple of those pet stores, and this was almost unanimous. I mean, everyone, certainly citizens, the people in Chicago said, hooray. I mean, the aldermen said they received literally like about zero complaints from people. The public wanted this. And the aldermen voted nearly unanimously, 49-1, in favor of it. Well, then a couple of pet stores said, but we're going to move to the suburbs. So John Fritchie, Commissioner Cook County, says, no, that wouldn't be right. And we want to do the right thing, too, for animals. So the first large county in America to stand up against puppy mills and say, we are not going to allow dogs, cats, or rabbits to be sold in Cook County. Well, now, for reasons we're about to hear, because I don't quite understand why, three of the commissioners say we want to repeal or amend that, even though it's passed. And what I'm really confused about is one of those three, I believe the other two are animal lovers. I know this one is. Joan Patricia Murphy, who I've worked with before, and is a nice lady, a really nice lady, Bill. So first of all, Commissioner, I want to understand why you'd want to, because no one likes the idea of puppy mills, but the reality is these dogs are from there, or at least a lot of them are. And if they're not, they're from commercial facilities. Commercial facilities are over there, states away. They can't ask, well, are you the appropriate person for this dog? Are you the right person? I mean, the pet stores only ask this question, cash or credit. That's all they ask. So, Commissioner, thank you for joining us, but I want to understand why you'd want to amend this.
A couple of reasons, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to say this, and thank you for all those good things. You know that I founded PAC, Partners Against Animal Cruelty, and I love animals. I truly do. But I felt that this, first of all, this did not follow proper procedure at the county board. Normally, when we have an amendment put before the board, or an ordinance, rather, it's brought before the board, put in committee so it can be discussed and at our leisure. We have time to discuss it, to vet it, to talk about it, to ask any questions we want. We were not afforded that with this particular ordinance. It just came and we were asked to vote on it immediately. I had a lot of questions about it, and I still do. I certainly am very much in favor of doing anything I can to help animals. But I also know that the pet industry, pet store industry in Cook County is a very good one, and it's a strong one. And I believe that we're going to be driving them out of business if we pass this ordinance the way it stands. I think we need to do things to stop the puppy mills. I think we have things we can put in place to prevent things from happening, from these dogs coming from puppy mills into the pet stores, and the rabbits and the cats. And I think by putting in stricter regulations for the pet stores to follow, that we can achieve what we want to achieve without putting them out of business and having constituents lose jobs, all the people that work for these pet stores.
Commissioner Murphy, can I ask you a quick question? Does that mean it's because of this technicality that it wasn't brought up through committee? If that process was followed, would you reevaluate your position?
I would have had the opportunity to put forth my thoughts and ideas, as well as Commissioner Gorman and Goslin, who have thoughts and ideas on this, would have been able to discuss it at the committee level. So we have an amendment that we have put in that will be discussed at our next board meeting. It's in the legislative committee to raise the concerns that we have about the particular ordinance and the way that it's stated. So hopefully we can make a changes. And we were told at the board meeting that we could amend this ordinance, and we saved our vote because we want to wait and see if we can get some of the amendments we feel will help and strengthen the ordinance while still protecting the pet stores in our communities.
Well, I know nothing about the politics of all this. All I know is what's right for animals. And I also know that animals sold at pet stores are from places where most people wouldn't want to get their animals if they saw what those places are really like, Commissioner. As far as the pet stores going out of business, this has happened all over America, as you probably know, and pet stores have not gone out of business unless they've chosen to. And the reality is most pet stores today, not 25 years ago. So what happened, here was the model 25, 35 years ago. They did sell dogs, cats, and rabbits at pet stores, and now those pet stores are out of business because, in part because of the giant superstores, and in part because those owners have simply passed away or retired. The people coming into the industry now don't want to and greatly do not sell animals. They just don't do it for two reasons. One is because they feel it is ethically wrong. If you talk to most pet store owners, they don't sell these animals because they feel it's wrong. That's the first thing. And secondly, it's not even economically worth it for them to do so, they tell me. It's not worth all the trouble that there is. I know we have to break, Bill.
Well, Steve, does that mean more and more people are adopting pets?
Yes, yes, which is a good thing. But I'm not against, listen, you know what this would do? This would also encourage people to go to responsible breeders. You know, so if you want an Irish setter or a Cocker Spaniel, that's great. Go to a responsible breeder. This law actually encourages that.
Maybe it will encourage it if they can find out where the breeders are and go to them and find them and get their animals. But I believe the pet stores can do the same thing.
But they never.
This is what I'm saying. Regulations can help this. They can let them still sell these pets, but they will be regulated to a greater extent.
So what would you do? What would that? I read that it would be pet stores would not be able to sell animals from anywhere that's been fined by the Department of Ag over the past 2 years.
Right.
Well, the Department of Ag doesn't inspect places. It takes them 3 or 4 or 5 years to get to a place. So how does that – I don't even understand that.
Well, some of the other things that we have in it, we're trying to get more. And in fact, I offered a suggestion that perhaps the Department of Agriculture can go to colleges that have students that are interested in zoology that are going to be interested in taking care of animals when they get out of school and hire them part-time, train them and hire them part-time to go out and help them if they can't get enough people to do the inspections.
But that's not a state. That's the federal Department of Agriculture that inspects these facilities. It's not State Department of Agriculture, I don't believe.
Well, one of the things that we put into our ordinance that breeders must reside in a state that regulates commercial dog breeders, and no breeder shall utilize a double stack construction method for the housing of dogs. That's one of the things that we put in, along with some other regulatory things about what should and should not appear if they have been cited, as you mentioned, in the last couple of years, if they have any kind of bad marks on any of their inspections, that they would not be allowed to sell these dogs.
Commissioner, the proposals that you're putting forward, have they been tried in other municipalities and have they worked there?
I don't know. We haven't gotten into this.
All right, let's pause for a second.
I haven't gone into other communities to find out, but that's part of what we're trying to do right now is to find out, can we do this? If we can do it, is it helping the pet stores? And will it also help legitimate breeders who do sell their animals to pet stores?
All right, let's pause.
No legitimate breeder sells an animal to a pet store. That's just true. I don't know if Commissioner Murphy has been told otherwise, but every legitimate breeder, I mean, Bill, you have Maine Coon cats. And that breeder, before you purchased those cats, said,
asked
Bill
Mahler,
are you, that's right, are you appropriate? You know, no legitimate breeder will sell to a broker, often, that sells to pet stores.
Let's break for just a second.
Yep.
Commissioner, we actually have callers. There's support for your position, too, on the line right now. So let's talk more about this conversation, about what the Cook County commissioners are doing in terms of banning or amending the law that would ban pet stores from selling rabbits, cats, and dogs here on 720 WGN. Steve Dale?
Yes.
Let's take a quick call. And a lot of people want to talk about this. Jim, you're on WGN. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Make that good afternoon, but go ahead.
Commissioner Murphy, I want to tell you that I support you wholeheartedly. I shop at a neighborhood pet store that sells puppies. Over the last 30 years, I've probably purchased 7 different dogs from that same store. Every one of them has been wonderfully healthy. They're great pets. My family and I have even driven out to the breeders, and we've seen where our dogs come from, and they're excellent breeders. This lies that are put out by the animal rights people are just crazy. And this poor little shopkeeper, who's a locally owned business, pays taxes, employs people, he's going to be put out of business by this legislation.
Well,
standing up to this.
I don't understand this. I mean, a puppy mill is not going to, or a breeder is not going to sell to a pet store and allow people on their property. So there's something. Let me finish.
You are absolutely wrong.
Hold it. That's not. Let me finish. I'm not wrong, and I don't know. If that were the case, then they would just sell from where they have their puppies, right? So they don't sell. What would be the point of that? So there's something fishy about this call. Also, if you ask veterinarians, if you ask groomers, if you ask dog trainers, they will tell you individually that there are problems with these animals from pet stores. I don't work for anyone, Bill. I don't work for the Pet Joint Advisory Council for the pet industry. I don't work for the veterinarians. I am not a lobbyer. I'm Switzerland here. I just want what's right for the animals. And you know what? The pet industry, I've been listening for years, decades, and I am tired of listening. They've not done anything about this problem, so it's time we take action. And in fact, communities all over the country are doing that, and it should be important that the public overwhelmingly, not this caller, but the public overwhelmingly, not even close, wants this to happen. Commissioner, I'm curious about one thing. You met, apparently, with the Pet Joint Advisory Council.
We met with the Chicago Veterinarian Association and the American Veterinary Medical Association, and they gave us a lot of insight, and they gave us some things that we could put into our amendment that would strengthen the amendment, but also their expert opinion and recommendations for the ordinance, which are part and parcel of what we are presenting.
So
at
would you be willing to meet with the same group, but also myself and maybe the Puppy Mill Project and some other folks as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what
common ground. Good.
Yeah, well, no, and I'll tell you, this lady on the phone is a nice lady who loves animals, and that's what confuses me, because it's kind of common knowledge now that dogs sold at pet stores is something people shouldn't get. But the reason why they get it is they see those big round eyes when they walk down the street. They're impulsive purchases. In fact, there's actually a name for this. It's called neoteny. And it's our attraction to these animals, and we make these impulsive buys. And time again, it's people like me that get the emails that say, you know, this wasn't the right thing for us, and we wish we hadn't done it.
Commissioner, thanks for joining us. I think you'll be meeting with some more people to get more information.
I hope.
All right, and I could give you parts and parcel of what we're proposing. If you'd like to hear it, I'd be happy to read it to you.
Well, I know he's got a newscast to go to. So.
Okay.
And then I think there's a – what's after that? A baseball game, right?
We got a lot going
on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we
all
can't
right,
stop the ball game, Commissioner.
Thanks so much. So it's interesting. The city passes it, and now the county – I'm not sure where
the county passed
stand.
It, and now three members of the commission – say no, but I don't know what impact they'll have. And certainly these three, while I respect them, they are absolutely not where the general public is.
All right, Steve Dale. We'll talk to you again. You've got your next show on Sunday morning.
Yeah, who likes puppy mills? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.